kids all over Philadelphia are back in school today, and at Ben Franklin Elementary in Lawncrest, they're getting a brand new playground. It makes theirs the only public school in the 19120 zip code with any kind of play structure. WHYY's Nina Feldman reports.
Two-thirds of Philadelphia schools have no playground at all. Ben Franklin's new one was designed by a classroom full of 10-year-olds with calculators. They were given a budget and a school-wide survey to find out what Franklin's 800 students wanted most in a schoolyard. They ended up with a sprawling turf field for soccer and football, basketball hoops, and a shiny new jungle gym with a giant spinning structure that's a cross between a merry-go-round and a ropes course.
I know they're going to be excited when they see the spinner.
That's Kimberly Andrews. Her fifth-grade class led the design team. Until now, the schoolyard at Ben Franklin was all asphalt. Parts of the new playground are painted with bright patterns in an effort to trick kids into learning when they think they're just playing. The basketball court will have numbers painted around the free throw line to help students calculate their shooting percentage. Principal Roslyn Green is excited about what the asphalt math lessons will mean for her students, who speak 25 languages.
The one language that everyone would know within the community, within families, children here, is math. It's like an international language. So whoever uses this area, they're able to interact and still have fun. You know, that won't be a barrier.
Ben Franklin's new schoolyard will also be open to the public after school hours. All told, this playground cost about $750,000. The school district chipped in about a third of that, and the rest is from private foundations through the Trust for Public Land. Owen Franklin heads the group's regional office here. He says it sounds expensive, but playgrounds like this should be the rule, not the exception.
This is infrastructure. This is not excess. Like, this is not luxury. This is not a diamond slide and a chocolate fountain. Like, this is a community playground. People should expect to have community playgrounds.
The Philadelphia School District says it can't fund playgrounds at this scale without help. The Trust for Public Land has built 7 schoolyards in Philly since 2012, with 5 more in the works. Nina Feldman, WHYY News.